Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here today with John Russo, co-founder and chief production officer at Outsourcing Depot. How you doing today, John?
I'm good. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for spending some time with us here on Business Ninjas. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and about Outsourcing Depot.
So I am a 25-year mortgage vet, done everything from retail to wholesale to correspondent. I've built divisions for private equity firms, investment banks, private individuals, from A paper to subprime to non-QM. So I have a little bit of background across the boards. And about 5 years ago, I decided to open Outsourcing Depot with a few partners. And we saw a need in the industry due to a constriction in revenue for our services, not on a big macro level that most of my competitors are in, which would be underwriting and trying to be, you know, Fannie Mae's next securitization pool underwriter, but actually for more labor style roles. And most of those folks back then were trying to move into more of a technology position their companies away from the multiples in the labor valuation markets and into the technology multiples. They were sort of leaving that model behind, and the time folks either needed one or the other, and nobody wanted to fill the other space with labor. So that was the genesis of our standing up Outsourcing Depot.
Okay, and get into a little detail about what services you provide and what industries you're serving.
So we are servicing the mortgage industry because that's where I miss me. And the peripherals around mortgage, the title industry, the appraisal management company side of the business. And those are really where our focuses are. And what we do is we are task-oriented. So we will pair up in conjunction with some of your different departments from start to finish of a mortgage process. And we will be a complement to overflow work or fill one of the seats that you can't fill. And we will operate just as if we were an employee of your company. Now, we're not providing you a full-time employee. We're just taking in files. And rather than it going to Jane, or rather than it going to Joe, it would go to Jane, to Joe, and then to us, and rotate through that kind of thing. So we're just filling a seat, and we're task-oriented. So whether we're doing file opening, or we're doing disclosures, or we're doing CDs, or we're doing ordering of financials and fraud tools, or we're preparing the closing documents, we kind of start to finish, we can fill those roles for you. And rather than having an employee at, during the height of the boom, 60, 70, 80,000 plus carry, we'll fill that seat for, $2, $3, $5, $10, $12 per file.
Excellent. And what sort of verticals are you servicing at this point?
It's really just everything within the mortgage or the peripheral space. So when you go outside of that and you go into the title industry for title insurance for your home, we have title clients because they're tied to the mortgage industry. Appraisals, we have appraisal clients because they're tied to the mortgage industry. There's some closing agents. We do work for some of the closing agents that are out there, escrow agents, as will in California, that need to prepare documents and gather information, put them into a closing package. Everything that revolves around anything in the mortgage space, those are the businesses that we serve.
And are you a 50 statewide sort of company? I assume that there are minutia in terms of laws and statutes and the way the SEC runs things that are slightly different state by state. Is that the case?
It is the case, and we are not performing any functions that would fall under state licensing regulations currently.
Understood. You perform more of an advisory role than actually
Well, we're doing more tasks.
And
so if somebody says, hey, we're at the phase in the file now where we need to order fraud tools and get data regarding non-exclusionary lists and non-participation lists and just running manual searches and pulling data, rather than paying an employee $80,000 a year and carry to go in and do that kind of manual stuff, that's a task that we would perform. And we would aggregate that data into their system.
Sure, makes lots of sense. And what makes you guys stand out from your competition?
So we have a couple of different things that make us very unique. First and foremost, we have a partner, an owner, that stands in our offshore facility and runs it. So what does that do for us? It gives us, you know, better data quality. We drive American culture into that. And in the mortgage space, you know, culture is very important. You know, teamwork, accountability, pride in ownership of your work, pride in your work product. We drive a lot of that into that facility for that reason. One of the other things that makes us very unique is most of my competitors, if not all of them, have minimum requirements of X amount of files per month. They have ramp-up times, hey, pay us for 30 days while we're staffing your project. And they have ramp-down times. Hey, if you want to let us go, you've got to pay us out for 30 days on those minimum commitments. We don't do any of those. None of those three things are part of our contracts. We can stand up the project relatively quickly within a few days. Our relationships are more relationship-driven than general marketing and advertising and somebody saying, hey, I want to buy pencils from you. And then all of a sudden my pencils break and 30 days later, they're onto another pencil vendor. You know, we don't operate like that. Our clients make us a part of the fabric of their infrastructure and their culture.
Excellent. Well, hey, you provide value quickly and you don't force people to ramp up and ramp down, and they see the return on their investment, and hopefully you're creating long relationships.
We have very little client attrition, if not any.
And what sort of companies do you work best with? Who are your customers?
So, truth be told, we actually work with a lot of other outsourcing companies because, as I mentioned earlier, they have gone to a technology style platform where they're ingesting files and technology is handling these things. But, you know, thank God for us, technology doesn't work very well and it doesn't work all the time. And it doesn't even work enough for the time that their clients are satisfied. So somebody has to go in and fix that stuff manually. So we do that for our competitors, so to speak. And that's why we don't do underwriting and processing, because that's their staple. So in order to do work for them, we've decided not to get into that space and compete with them on that level. So that's one of our clients, one of our client types. And then mortgage bankers, mortgage lenders, you know, anybody that is running a mortgage process and needs to provide most of those functions from start to finish. Now, mortgage brokers really don't provide many of those functions. They're just basically bringing loans in and pushing them into somebody else's system. So they're not our ideal clients. So it can be a mortgage lender, mortgage, also known as mortgage bankers, banks, those types of things that need to fill most of the roles along the way. And, you know, during boom times, it's very challenging to fill those roles. And during the bear times that we're at right now, you know, downsizing is tough on morale, and it's tough on your sales force when you're watching your support staff get let go and you've got to integrate in now to somebody else's support staff. And, you know, it's very challenging. If we were on board, we could kind of mitigate those ebbs and flows.
I assume that the interest rates are the driver of this bear market you're talking about, and that people are not refiing and mortgages aren't being written at the rates they were a year or two ago.
Correct.
That's the culprit. Okay. Tell me about the COVID years. How have you been able to grow the business through the last couple of years?
So it was challenging. because COVID was a worldwide phenomenon. And strangely, or maybe some people don't know, India is not a remote culture. So having to move those folks when the Indian government shut down the facilities and they banned moving across town lines and moving across state lines in India, we had to take all of our folks and make them remote. So there's many challenges there. You know, one, they're not a remote culture, so that was very tough for them to handle. Two, most of them didn't have any kind of technology at the home front. And three, interestingly enough, a lot of the folks, the villages they live in, they don't even have internet connections.
Yeah.
So between, you know, the hardware and software juggling, you know, managing a remote workforce for our managers, standing up internet for some folks whose homes didn't have it, and then putting folks on the sidelines that didn't even have internet available so they couldn't do any work, and doing it, you know, within a, you know, 2-week period was very challenging. And knock on wood, we didn't miss a beat. My partner in-house, you know, really took the bull by the horns and made sure all that happened. Now, I don't know if I had a manager there that I was paying a few dollars more a day to than the other guys, would have really taken the bull by the horns and got all that stuff done, you know, not having an ownership stake in the business. So I think that really set us aside. Our clients didn't miss a beat.
Well, that's impressive because, you know, digital infrastructure is not something you can build overnight in India. So I'm sure there was a fair bit of investment on your part to get the job done.
Yes, there was. And we kept those folks on board through COVID. We didn't lay them off during COVID, which goes to some of the more American culture that we wanted to drive into that facility. And that proved very beneficial when we needed them to work overtime because, you know, there was more work now that some people couldn't do any work because they didn't have any internet connections. And they all stepped up and got the work done for our clients. So we actually, we grew during those times.
Excellent. Nicely done. Now, in terms of getting the story out so people know about you, tell me about content and content marketing and what role it's played in the growth of Outsourcing Depot.
So that is probably where we fall the shortest. We're very good at our jobs. We're very good at integrating into mortgage companies, title companies, appraisal management companies, because, I have experience for 25 years with all of the above, and integrating them into the divisions that I've built and et cetera, et cetera. So, that's where we're experts. All of our guys have been in the mortgage space for years and years and years. So their familiarity with the documents they have to handle and the regulations that they need to deal with and the systems that they're working through, we're fantastic on that end as well. Marketing, social medias, content marketing, that is not our strong suit. Most of our clients, if not all of them, are relationship driven for my 25 years in the business. And we are looking to spend some time and money there in 2023, get the branding out, get the messaging out, sort of expand our reach a little bit, and change our business model a little. Right now, we're very client-focused, and we are going to shift to more task-focused, so where we have teams that handle a client and whatever that client is having us do for them. Mm-hmm. We are going to now kind of bifurcate all those things out and say, okay, well, all of these clients are going to go into this division now because this is the, you know, XYZ division, and this is the PDQ division, and this is the this division. So it's going to be more task oriented, so we can ingest a lot more work. Okay. And not have to necessarily focus on staffing towards a client and the client's needs and the client's up and down mortgage production. So that'll allow us to just you know, basically spend a little integration time for a couple of days up front and then, you know, just turn the faucet on and let it run into the new department, whatever that project is, just let it run into that department.
Excellent. Well, as far as content marketing is concerned, as they say, I know a guy. We can have a conversation on that subject. What is something that you would like to be celebrating personally and professionally 1 year from today?
1 year from today. I would like to be celebrating my children's graduations personally from colleges and PhD programs.
Wow.
And thank you. And on the professional side, I would like to be partnering with another outsourcing firm that we could share both of the things that we're good at. We are staying away from underwriting and processing. If, as mentioned earlier, we don't want to compete with some of our clients on that front. But I think that we have some opportunities there that we can bring to them. And we think that based on their preponderance to get away from labor style evaluations and tasks, that we can bring all of that to sort of encapsulate together and take a really deep hold of a client on all of those levels. So professionally, we're looking to do that, and I think a year time frame is probably right for us.
Excellent. I wish you the best of luck in all of those pursuits. You have children graduating college and another one getting their PhD at the same time.
She'll be a little behind that, but close enough. We'll see. That's a moving target, those PhD programs.
Those are good reasons to hope for success in your business, because those are not cheap endeavors, as a parent.
They are not.
John Russo, please tell us, what's your URL? How can people find Outsourcing Depot, and what social media channels are you using these days?
Okay. So our site is it's www.outsourcingdepotinc.com. And our site is something that we want to make more interactive, more robust in 2023. You know, now that production levels are down a little bit, we have some time to focus and concentrate on those things. We stood them up rather quickly in order to meet some regulations and be able to meet all of our clients' vetting processes and all of their onboarding style process flows, and we just needed it, so we stood it up rather quickly. What are our social media platforms? LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We are on. I wish I could tell you what all of those are. I don't handle that side of things, but Outsourcing Depot is a rather unique name, and You'll find us. There's nobody else out there with Outsourcing Depot.
Excellent. John Russo, co-founder and chief production officer at Outsourcing Depot. Thanks for giving us a little insight into your world and your company. Appreciate it. All the best to you and yours, and much success in 2023. Nice to have
you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate all your time.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io. WRITEFORME.io and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.